Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Yesterday, after I came back from shopping at Trader Joe's, I saw a neighbor in the driveway and went over to say hi to her so we could catch up. We hadn't really talked since Christmas. We got to talking, and she said that she was trying to figure out what to do next with her life. She said she felt like she was in a rut, just grinding away at her job, wanting her life to have more consequence. She felt that there was something else that she was meant to be doing with her talents and passions. Wow, I said. I'm preaching on Sunday about aha moments that change people's lives. She perked up, hoping for an answer. But instead of giving her an answer, I began talking about the aha moments of Samuel and Eli and Jesus and Nathaniel and Philip. And I found myself sharing ideas with her that I knew were being supplied by the Holy Spirit. I said things like, Claudia, keep doing what you're doing and mulch the soil of your heart. Use a rototiller if need be. But give your heart some fertilizer of honest dialogue with God and take time to listen. In fact, ask God, what more can I do? What do you want of me? And pray like Samuel. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. So I could see on Claudia's face a real readiness and desire for a new, exciting, obvious answer from God. In today's readings, we find that God is active, stirring up new possibilities for all kinds of people. So what is God's method? What is the secret to finding out an obvious answer to what is next in life? What do we do in the circumstances we face right now? First of all, I believe we need to ask the right questions. In the gospel, Nathanael asked a rhetorical question. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? You see, Nazareth was a very small village of about only 200 to 400 people. So Nathanael assumed that the Messiah would come from someplace prominent and that people would be talking about it. He assumed his question would help Philip calm down. It was as if Nathanael was saying to Philip, get real. Wrong assumptions happened for Samuel in the first reading also. Samuel went to Eli and asked Eli what Eli wanted, assuming that the voice he heard was not God, but Eli's. And we can do the same thing, not recognize or believe in God's presence in our very own lives. So how did Samuel, Philip, and Nathanael come to their aha moments? How did they make new decisions? It might be helpful to remember that in today's gospel, Jesus made a decision. He decided to go to Galilee. He could have gone anywhere, but he chose to go to Galilee. And this is an important clue for us. Even though Jesus was filled with the Spirit of God and even said that his food was to do the will of God, Jesus had to sort out his options and make his own decision. This is a key element for any discernment process. Each of us has to search out our options and make decisions we have the same freedom as Jesus. Seniors in high school apply to colleges and universities as they begin the process of choosing what school will best fit their talents and vision. After graduation, the world is open to them. What job will allow them to be their best selves? Yet today, I'm afraid, finding meaningful employment for anyone is a challenge. In fact, many are underemployed. So do we make decisions out of desperation? Do we even have the luxury to make decisions? In medical situations, which doctor or surgeon shall we settle on? Is there only one right answer? So we all have questions that weigh on us. And so we ask, what is the best way forward for me in my circumstances? Our gradual psalm today, Psalm 139, speaks of God intimately knowing us. We sang it together after that first reading. God's knowledge and love of us is more than we can understand and is rooted in freedom and free will. Samuel believed the advice of Eli, and when he went back to bed and heard his name, this time he said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." What God said next to Samuel might help us in our own moments of discernment. God said, "I am about to do something that will make both ears of anyone who hears tingle." God is saying, in other words, one of the ways you will recognize the inspirations of my spirit is through your feelings. God gives us the ability to discern what is best for us by an inner, intimate sense. It's a rightness, a peace. Sometimes we might not feel anything else, because it's a difficult decision, but a very quiet peace. Sometimes, though, within us we might tingle. It feels good, and there is relief. Either way, God is in that process. Even when the moments of clarity bubble up and we say, "Aha." Other times it may be slow and thorough, and it leads to a final decision with a quiet peace and a readiness to proceed. And you will be given the grace you need to go forward, whether you feel a tingle or not. In the case of Samuel, he heard what God had to say and believed. He believed God's message to him, and Samuel chose to respond. With God, there's always a two-way street. God chooses us, and we choose God. But like Samuel, we need to consent to a relationship with God. And like Philip, we need to not only consent to a relationship with God, but share our God relationship. That is discipleship. Discipleship is a willingness to walk with God, to do a Jesus walk with others. And that is what Philip did. He invited Nathanael to join him and recognize who Jesus was. Messiah, King of Israel, Son of God, Son of Man. Discipleship is an invitation. It can be costly, and it can be joyful at the same time. Costly because God might nudge us out of our complacency and, like my neighbor Claudia, help us feel something is missing and want to do more for God and God's people. Discipleship is joyful because we come to experience a peace deeper than any material satisfaction. Yet because we have material bodies, the second reading from Corinthians instructs that anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with Him. Our bodies do feel peace or anxiety, joy or depression. And like God said to Samuel, in fact, at times we will tingle when we come to the heart of an answer. Sometimes we will not tingle and yet still sense the presence of God in our decision. It's amazing. Within each of us, we have what we need, the spirit of discernment. And we need to activate this power of the Holy Spirit. We need to ask for guidance and believe our aha moments, no matter how ridiculous they may be. God is always trying to bring us personally to a fullness of life. And so it happened to me the week before Christmas. I was feeling very tired within me. My spiritual, physical, and mental batteries were running low. But I heard God say, "You need to balance your life better." Then a very crazy aha moment came to me. And I heard God say, "Buy a boat." You see, 8 years ago, I had a boat. I loved boating. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved being on the water. So when this boat idea came to me, I tingled with a certain rightness and peace. I trusted this wild inspiration from God, and after Christmas, went through all it takes to buy a boat, including a scrupulous analysis of cost and my capacity to afford such a crazy thing. And with the broker, the surveyors, the mechanics, and the previous owner, I declared, "It's a God thing, okay?" A consequence of buying this boat is hearing in my own heart the sentence Nathanael asked of Jesus, "Where did you get to know me?" And I've humbly come to appreciate again that God knows and loves us more than we know or love ourselves. I had not been as balanced with life and ministry as I could have been. Yes, God loves each of us in a very personal, intimate way. Go ahead and reread Psalm 139. And there is no one size fits all. For my neighbor Claudia, she feels God calling her to do more, to do something different with her talents and her passions. For me, God is saying, "You are doing too much. Let's balance a little better." But the bottom line for all of us is listening to God. Believe that God speaks to you personally. And the message included is that God speaks to us an invitation to be a disciple and fully live for God and for God's people with balance. For your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So when you seek God's presence in anything and invite others to find their walk with God, then you will be blessed with peace, freedom, and joy. Let us go outside of these church walls and say to others, come and see. Amen.